Ever since the terrorist attacks of September 11, 2001, President Bush has asserted broad executive power to conduct the war on terror as he deems necessary, including the establishment of military commissions to try terror suspects held at Guantanamo Bay. Last Thursday, the Supreme Court placed clear limits on wartime executive power, a decision applauded by Rhode Island Democratic Senator Jack Reed.
The president declared that he essentially was operating in his own capacity as commander-in-chief, and I think the court reined him back, and I think that's appropriate.
The Supreme Court held that military commissions must adhere to established U.S. military court procedure unless Congress grants permission for those procedures to be altered. Speaking on the Fox News Sunday television program, Senator Reid predicted Republicans and Democrats in Congress will work together so that terror suspects are tried as the Bush administration wants.
What it insists is that the president come to the Congress and in a deliberate fashion, in a democratic fashion, we give him the authority that he needs.
That view was echoed by Republican Senator Mitch McConnell of Kentucky on NBC's Meet the Press program.
I think the Congress is very, very likely to give the president exactly what he thinks he needs to continue to fight the war on terror. And it's important for all of us to remember that we haven't been attacked again here at home since 9/11. That's not an accident. The policies that we pursued are protecting us here at home.
The Bush administration has long insisted that the Geneva Conventions governing the treatment of prisoners of war do not apply to terror suspects, but that detainees will be treated humanely nonetheless. However, a five-justice majority in the Supreme Court ruled that military commissions, as they are currently constituted, violate a Geneva Convention stipulation that prisoners be tried by a regularly constituted court. Speaking on Fox News Sunday, South Carolina Republican Senator Lindsey Graham described the Supreme Court's invocation of the Geneva Conventions as breathtaking.
The question for this country is, should Al-Qaeda members who do not sign up to the Geneva Convention, who show disdain for it, who butcher our troops, be given the protections of a treaty they're not part of? My opinion, no.
President Bush has said he would like to shut down the Guantanamo Bay detention facilities. But Senator McConnell downplayed any suggestion that the Supreme Court ruling would hasten an eventual decision to dismantle the camps and transfer the detainees. Meanwhile, political and legal analysts say the Supreme Court decision could spark challenges to other areas where the Bush administration has asserted executive wartime privilege, including a program to wiretap international telephone conversations of suspected terrorists without a warrant. Michael Bowman, VOA News, Washington.